On this week's State and Youth Radio, we have a story from Tecumseh High School in Medway, Ohio, about the value of forgiveness.
My name is Rachel Shepherd, and I'm not a perfect person. I'm an awkward, often uncomfortable girl with confidence issues. Over the years, people have made fun of my sensitive skin, unmanageable brown hair, and chubby body. I've always been on the bigger side. After a while, these comments kind of melted away. They either stopped or I began to ignore them due to me getting a thicker skin. I wasn't, and still not, the best at social interaction, and it showed through my nervous speech and downcast eyes. In middle school, where most of the teasing happened, I was a shy, usually ignored student. Despite this, I was still a forgiving person. If someone made fun of me, I took it and prayed for God to forgive them of what they did later. I had a gentle heart at the time. Then I got to high school. I've noticed a change in myself. I was still treated like an outsider. There are these girls that often interrogated me over any little thing I did. I once picked up something one of them had dropped and tried to return it, but they both screamed at me, instantly banding together against me like a pack of wolves. Now, the girls that did that never did anything as bad as the kids in middle school did. But everything felt different. I didn't feel like forgiving them. They were cruel, even when I was trying to be especially nice. Why did they do that? And more importantly, why did absolutely nobody do anything? Not even my friends stood against them. My forgiving nature has dwindled into nothing by now, and every little issue that comes my way infuriates me. My attitude has been this way for about 2 years now, and as a senior, I'm realizing how bad it can be. Knowing now how I've lost my forgiveness is, hopefully, going to lead me on the path of getting it again. In my faith, I believe that forgiveness is essential.
My story is about forgiveness. I made it so that others who are maybe like me, who have trouble forgiving, can try to forget all the difficult things they've had in the past and perhaps forgive the people who have really hurt them. I know there are many people out there who were hurt.
So I leave you with this. Are you a forgiving person, or are you one to hold things inside, letting them bubble over as you remember each thing that irritated you? Think about it. Do a personality check on yourself. It may bring you to a much better state of mind. And don't worry if you find yourself to be different than you expected. Just do what you can to become who you need to be.
This is Rachel Shepherd for Dayton Youth Radio at Tecumseh High School.
That was a story entitled Forgiveness by Rachel Shepherd. Special thanks to Tecumseh High School journalism teacher, Michelle Peters. You can listen to more Dayton Youth Radio stories on our website at wyso.org or subscribe to our iTunes podcast. For Dayton Youth Radio, this is Project Coordinator Basine Blunt.
Support for Dayton Youth Radio comes from the Virginia W. Kettering Foundation and the Armand Boyer Charitable Trust, Fifth Third Bank trustee.